Live at the Windspear Opera House Sunday, November 17th. Tickets also on sale right now at attpac.org. Brought to you by the not-for-profit AT&T Performing Arts Center. Coming up in 15 minutes to the college football playoff poll released last night and why the Blue Bloods have such an advantage. Right now, 7:37 on the ticket. Time for another top five, bottom five. This could be the most explosive ever. And don't ask me why I decided to rank these people. It just came to me. And I guess that's why I'm the keeper of the top five, bottom five on this station, because I'm divinely inspired at times.
Okay.
And so I've decided this morning to rank the top five, bottom five Jacksons of all time.
Jacksons.
The top five, bottom five Jacksons.
Not just the musical family, but anyone with the last name of Jackson.
Anyone with the name Jackson.
Gotcha.
All right.
So we're going to start with the bottom five Jacksons of all time. Number five on this list is Michael Jackson. Now, musically, he is maybe a he is a top five Jackson. But then when you throw in the whole kid thing and the weirdness and holding his daughter over the railing of a balcony and all of the plastic surgery and just the entire ball of bizarreness that was Michael Jackson, he makes the bottom five Jackson list. So number five on the bottom five Jacksons is Michael. Number four, Jimmy Jackson. What could have been with the three J's? He was the fourth overall pick by the Mavericks in 1992, and we expected so much more of him. But he only played 5 years in Dallas, and he and Jason and Jamal couldn't get along, and Tony Braxton got in the middle, and Jimmy was dating Tony Braxton, and so was Jason, and it blew the whole thing up, and he ended up playing for 12 different teams over a 14-year career. That is an NBA record. Nobody would have ever guessed that when they took him fourth overall. No. We pictured him being in a Mavs uniform for 15 years.
We were sold on the three J's.
So Jim Jackson, number four on my list of the bottom five Jacksons of all time. Number three, Shoeless Joe Jackson. He was at the center of the greatest scandal in baseball history. Now, by all accounts, he wasn't a bad person, but his career was truncated in its prime. And he is linked forever with a baseball scandal.
Later had a successful movie career, appeared with Kevin Costner in one movie. I can't remember what it was.
That's right.
I think it may have been Dances with Wolves.
I think you're right. I think he played one of the
Field
Wolves.
Field of Wolves. That's what it was.
Field of Wolves. Yeah.
Number two on the bottom five Jacksons list.
This is the second to worst Jackson of all time.
Correct. President Andrew Jackson. The seventh president of these United States. Now, the history books don't think he was a bad president necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
However, I put him on the bottom five list of Jacksons because in 1830, Andrew Jackson signed the Indian Removal Act, which forcibly relocated most members of the Native American tribes in the South
to
Indian territory. The relocation process dispossessed the Indians and resulted in widespread death and disease.
That's right.
That was all Andrew Jackson's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did to the Native Americans lands him on the list of the bottom five Jacksons
of all
time.
That's a tough
one. I also noticed something else about Jacksons. Two of the guys on the bottom five list, Michael Jackson and Andrew Jackson, mm-hmm. were both roughly 6 feet to 6'1". They both weighed 120 pounds.
Very thin.
Yeah. I always thought Andrew Jackson was taller.
He's 6'1". That's my height, 40 pounds less.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Man.
Is Andrew Jackson Old Hickory? Was that his nickname?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Sounds right.
Okay.
And number one on my list of the bottom five Jacksons of all time is William Jackson, the 1950s gangster.
Not familiar.
Chicago police described Jackson as a man with the body of a giant and the brain of a child. He was known in syndicate circles, as mob juice collector who specialized in pain for delinquent customers. In 1941, he was arrested in Wisconsin for assault and robbery. In 1947, he was arrested in Chicago for rape. And in 1949, he was arrested and sentenced to 8 years in prison for robbery. He was paroled. He became a muscle man for gangsters in Chicago, but he was later tortured to death by fellow gangsters for being a stoolie. So William Jackson is the number one worst Jackson of all time. Honorable mention on the bottom five Jacksons list, Joe Jackson, the patriarch of the Jackson family, because he caused all that.
Yeah.
With his abuse of his children.
Also Lawyers in Love. Didn't he do that?
Jackson Brown. Oh. He made the bottom five honorable mention because he apparently abused Daryl Hannah, and none of us agree with abusing a woman. At least I don't. I'll let you guys speak for yourselves.
No, I'm with you.
All right, now to the top five Jacksons of all time. Number five, Janet Jackson. We had to have a representative of the Jackson family, the most famous Jacksons of all time, on this list, and I think she's the most normal. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Michael's weird. Nah. Tito's a little weird. Joe's weird. LaToya's weird.
Okay, but Janet, didn't she have a baby when she was like 55?
50. But is that, does that make her a bad person?
No, it doesn't make her a bad person, but there's something weird about that. Like, she had it with the guy who was 90 and was Greek or
something.
Well,
she was busy from age 18 to 50.
Just saying, there's something weird about that story.
Very successful. She doesn't have a lot of weirdness about her personal life.
She was one of my first crushes as Penny on One Day at a Time.
I think generally America likes Janet Jackson. Number four on my list of the top five Jacksons.
I was very young, by the way. I want to make sure I was...
Oh, that wasn't last year?
Okay. No.
You're good.
This is when I was about 5 years old.
Number four on the list of the top five Jacksons, Phil Jackson, the Big Buddha. He was a pretty good player and won titles as a player with the Knicks. But as a coach, he made his name. No coach has won more championships in NBA history. 11 championships for Phil Jackson, 6 with the Bulls and 5 with the Lakers. Number three on the list of the top five Jacksons of all time, Reggie Jackson, Mr. October. Or as Corby called him at Ticket Stock when Reggie was our honored guest, the Black Barracuda. And Reggie heard him and almost hit him with a baseball bat. Reggie Jackson, every kid's hero, including mine in the 1970s for his exploits in the World Series against the Dodgers. Didn't we love the way Reggie Jackson held the bat, spit between his teeth, and then hit massive home runs?
Yes.
Didn't we hate the way he would drop the bat, though?
We loved that.
Everything.
There was everything about Reggie Jackson was cool.
Yeah.
So he makes the top five Jacksons at number three. Number two on my list of the top five Jacksons, Keith Jackson, the announcer, not the tight end.
Oh, Nelly!
Was Keith Jackson not the greatest football announcer of all time?
Yes.
End of discussion.
Yes, absolutely.
He
made every game better.
Does that figure into it?
Even when he did ABC's Wide World of Sports, he made that better.
Yes. Everything he did, even when he did the World Series. He may have actually done that Reggie Jackson World Series. I can't remember. He was doing it in ABC in the 70s. I think he may have
been
the play-by-play guy.
Yeah.
Keith Jackson is a god in the broadcast world, and college football was way better with him doing it.
Absolutely.
And number one on my list of the top five Jacksons, this is the greatest Jackson of all time, Bo Jackson.
Greatness.
How revered is he? Look at the Heisman House commercials that are playing today. He is the one they all worship.
Yep.
He is the one that never gets reprimanded. He's the one that they all bow to. The Bo Jackson 30 for 30 was maybe the best 30 for 30 ever, and you realize what an unbelievable athlete that guy was. A career cut short by injury. Kind of what could have been, but also he never would have piled up those numbers because he was great in both sports and was never playing, you know, football for a full season. Bo Jackson's the greatest Jackson of all time.
I'm with you. Most respected player ever on Super Bowl Techno Bowl, too. He was amazing on that.
Honorable mention, by the way, for the top five Jacksons: Jesse Jackson, Samuel L. Jackson, Tom Jackson, Kate Jackson, Mark Action Jackson, Jackson Pollock, Keith Jackson, the tight end, Jackson, Mississippi, and Deshaun Jackson.
All right. List of Jacksons.